Bless His holy name. John 3:16. Amen. John 3:16. The Bible said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Amen. I want to kind of conclude the series tonight. We've been preaching on what is Jesus worth to you, and we preached a few Wednesday nights about the decision that we make, that Jesus is worthy of a decision for Him. He's worthy of a dedication, amen, of our lives to Him, and He's worthy of a radical devotion tonight. And I just appreciate Him in His goodness and His mercy. But I'd like to finish tonight in this kind of a little series that we've been doing on what are you worth, amen. What are you worth? Now, we know what Jesus is worth to you, but what are you worth tonight as we live in this world and we go day by day? There's a whole lot of folks look down their nose at us and say, "Well, you ain't worth much. You're no account." I know in my life, I guarantee there's been a whole lot of people that say that about me. Probably still do. I don't know. But I want to say, with the help of the Lord, that God's given me a blessed hope and a promise. I may not be much to them, but praise God to my Lord and my Savior, I'm something special tonight in the eyes of God. I'm so glad I'm a child of the King. I'm so glad I've been born again. Amen. Glory be to God. Born from above. Glory be to God. Hey, amen. Ain't nothing this world can hold me down. One of these days, I'm going to cut loose. Praise God from this old body. And I'm going to go be with my Lord. Praise God who bought me. Amen. Glory be to God. The price has been paid. Glory to God. I've got my ticket. And one of these days, in a little while, I'm going to go out of here. Amen. Praise God. The Lord says here, the Bible tells us that we have this life. Amen. Because God so loved the world, we have life tonight. Amen. We have life and have it in abundance even this evening. He gave His only begotten Son. That's what God did for us. Why would God do such a thing? I'm talking about the God of glory, amen. Why would He do something for somebody like you and somebody like me? Well, because He loved us tonight, amen. We're worth something to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And He said that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Amen. Be worthless and be made worthless and useless. Praise God for the good God of glory. He said, "I don't want that to happen. I want to use you, praise God, and love you throughout all the eternity, world without end." Amen. So that's what I want to do tonight. That's what God wants to do this evening. Amen. He said, "But have everlasting life." Now, you see, in verse 15, He talks about that eternal life. And here He talks about that everlasting life. And I want to say, praise God, both of those are good things. Amen. But I want to say that eternal life is life that has no beginning and has no end. That's what God is. He's an eternal God. Amen. He don't have no beginning and He ain't got no end. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. That everlasting life, praise God, is life that we have, glory to God, as we receive Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Praise God, we have that. We have a beginning here. We have a birth here in this world, praise God. But once we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we have an everlasting life, life that'll never end. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. But if we get hooked up right, we have eternal life. Amen. But once that life that we have, Brother Andrew, eternally, praise God, from the day that we're born again, praise God. Amen. That's our birth. That's our new birthday, praise God. Amen. And praise God. There's no end into that. And glory be to God, we can live forever. Climb up into that everlasting life that God's promised us. What a blessing we have in that. We say, "Well, preacher, how can we get that?" It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. I'm glad, praise God, God made a way, and it was through the Lord Jesus Christ for me and you to get in. Amen. He made a way so that we could come to Lord Jesus Christ and realize, praise God, that we're special in the eyes of God. What are you worth to God? You're worth everything He had. Amen. You're worth the very best He had, praise God, in heaven. There was nothing in heaven as dear to God as His precious Son. Amen. And He sent His only begotten Son that through Him, praise God, Amen. You were purchased. We were bought through the Lord Jesus Christ. He bought us. He paid the price for so that we could go free from our sins. Took upon Him the sins of the world. He that knew no sin became sin. Amen. So that we could draw up close. So that we could have a hope tonight. I'm going to say there's a whole lot of people out here running around trying to find hope and they don't have it. They won't find it in a bottle. They won't find it in a pill. They won't find, praise God, they won't find it except in the Lord Jesus Christ. At death, bound that resurrection place, believing that He died, He got up, glory to God, and get up in that newness of life with Him even this evening. Amen. I'm glad God made His promise. He gave us a way that we could come in. Praise God, I'm so glad He did. Amen. What are you worth? Amen. You're worth a whole lot through Him. Amen. But without Him, we ain't worth much. Amen. But praise God through Him. Amen. Through Him, praise God, we've been bought with a price. Amen. Praise God. He's a part of us that's already in glory with our Lord Jesus Christ this evening. Amen. Do you believe that? You believe that? You believe that He's a part of you? Amen. Every now and then, praise God, it seems like you and them angels getting to pray, ringing them bells. Praise God, you can hear them right clear. Amen. I was sitting over at the house the other evening, and me and Teresa, it's all quiet in the house. I had a book there and reading. I said, do you hear that? And she said, what? I said, there's a trumpet a-blowing. She listened real careful. She said, I don't hear it. I said, I swear I can hear a trumpet blowing. Amen. She sat there a few minutes and she said, reckon I ought to call Samantha and see if Mia's gone. Amen. She said, I guess she feared, pray God, she'd gone. We might be left behind. Amen. I don't think she got much confidence in me or her either one. Amen. But praise be to God, it's just like I could hear something, praise God, from another world, glory to God. Amen. Amen. We get to thinking on the Lord sometimes, praise God. It just gets real down in your soul. Amen. You can see God. You can hear God. You can feel God. Amen. People say, well, preacher, you ain't supposed to go on feelings. Hey, I don't have to go on feelings, but praise God, when something as big as Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Ghost God, gets in your heart, praise God, you can't have a feeling. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It teams you up. Praise God. Amen. It tunes you in. Glory to God. Amen. You get tuned up, tuned in, praise the Lord. You can have a relationship with the Lord. What's wrong with most Americans today, most Christians today, in our fundamental churches, praise God, we ain't never got tuned up, tuned in. Amen. But praise God, we ever realize tonight how much we're worth to God. How much you're worth. We take that for granted. Amen. We take for granted how much we're worth. Amen. He loves us, praise God, with a godly love. Look up 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. He said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of God, of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now I want you to notice something here. The Bible says here, praise God, ye are that through Him, praise God, of what we're worth, through Him, praise God. He said, we're the temple of God. Amen. That me and you tonight, born again believers, hello, are the temple of the living God. Amen. Hey, what does that mean? That's where God hangs out, praise God. That's where the presence of God's manifest, praise God. That's where you get the, hey, praise God, you get the hearing from the glory world. Amen. Down at the temple, praise God. But when you get tuned up just right and you realize you're the temple of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Temple of God, a place where He dwells. A place where He shows up. And when He shows up, He shows out. He encourages you, praise God, in so many ways. Amen. Does that why? Because that's what He does. Amen. He says you're the temple of God. Not only that, but He says you belong to God. Amen. Not only are we temple of God, but He says you belong to God. Amen. And he says you're not your own no more. Amen. You go bopping through this world all you want to by yourself, but God says, praise God, you don't belong to yourself. You don't belong to the world. He said, praise God, you but glory to God. I could just but take me a spell. He said, you belong to me, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I tell you, I don't get it. When God tells you Himself, Brother Rex, you belong to Him. Amen. Hey, man, praise God, what you're saying. I'm saying when somebody comes along, they say, boy, you ain't much. Hey, well, I may not be, but praise God. That's God right. Said, I'm the temple of God, and I belong to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm the temple of God. Praise God, His presence manifest. And praise God, I belong to Him.
Amen.
Amen. Belong to Him. Amen. That means we are His. But you know everything else is. Everything in this world belongs to God. Amen. The earth and all those things it's in, all that dwell in it, praise God, are the Lord's. They belong to Him. And hey, praise God, we do too. Especially those that's been blood bought, praise God. We're the temple of God. We belong to God. Amen. But He said we've been purchased by God. Amen. It wasn't some man bought us. It wasn't that boss man down there at the job. It wasn't our wives. It wasn't our husband. It wasn't Papa or Mamma. But praise God, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God Almighty, praise God, sent His only begotten Son to die for old sinners. Praise God, paid a price for me and you.
Amen.
Amen. He bought us. Paid the price. Wonder what the world would offer for you. Most of us, well, the world just said, I don't want that. Throw it away. It ain't no count. Amen. But praise God, Lord God of glory, look down from the beginning of time before the earth or world ever was. Praise God, before the foundation of the world. And praise God, He said, I'll take that one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, I'll take that one.
Amen.
Amen. There may be a lot of here that don't want Him, but praise God, there's not a one here that He don't want.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, He wants to make you temple God. He wants you to belong to God. He wants to purchase you for God, by God.
Amen.
Amen. And He wants us, what are you worth? He said, you're worthy to praise Him. He said, praise, to have praise for God. Amen. To begin to lift Him up, glory to God. To realize how much He loves you, how much He cares for you, how much He wants to do for you, praise God. When you don't even know how to do for yourself, when you don't even know how to pray what you ought to pray, but praise God, the Holy Ghost of God that knows the thoughts and intents of heart, praise God, the groanings of the soul, praise God, can cry out through the Holy Ghost of God. He carried the throne of grace, glory to God, so that we can realize that He's still on the throne and rest again to praise Him and give Him glory for the God it is. Why? Because He's done all these things for us. Amen. Praise God. God did this for me and you. What are you worth to Him? A whole lot, sounds like, ain't it? Sounds like we're worth a whole lot to God.
Amen.
Hey, if you wasn't it, let me just throw it, if we wasn't worth something, God just give up on us. Amen. Usually something that ain't worth much, you fool with it for a little while, and then hey, you get to working old vacuum cleaner or something at the house and fiddle with it. You can't get you start to tear it apart. You realize this is bad and that's bad. And after a little while, praise God, you just chunk that thing and go get you a new one. Amen. Know what I'm talking about? That's what God, hey, if He didn't really love us, praise God, that's what God do for us. But praise God, He loved us enough. But praise God, He keeps working on us.
Amen.
Amen. Don't quit. Don't give up on us. Just keeps working on us. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he said, this is what you're worth to God. Amen. The Holy Ghost comes in. God bought you, He purchased you. He said, you're a temple of God. You belong to God. You're purchased by God. And you have praise. You cause so that you can have praise for God. And He said, it just gets better further on. Amen. He just keeps getting better and better and better. Amen. He said, you're so precious to God that He said, you're not only are you worth a whole lot to Him, He said, you're worth a new start. Amen. Amen. What about that? They ain't hardly no place in this world to give you a new start. A fresh chance, amen. Amen. You can ask Russ back there. He had some issues in his life, and it's hard to go somewhere, praise God, try to get a job, try to do things. You know, people look back on who you used to be. Amen, Brother Rex. Hey, look back on who we used to be. Well, if they look back on who I used to be, I seen a fella down at the store here a while back, and I was telling him, he said, you look like a preacher. I said, I am a preacher. He said, well, I'd never believe that. He said, you used to be just like me. I said, yeah, glory to God, I used to be. But praise God, God saved me. Amen, my heart, and I'm not that way no more.
Amen.
Amen. Why? He couldn't understand that because God loved me, praise God, enough to save me. When I cried out, amen, He come in my heart, save me by His marvelous grace. But He loves us enough to give us a new start. Look over Romans chapter 6. Bless His holy name. Romans chapter 6 and verse 3. This Bible says, know ye not that so many as us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That means we die out to self and we die out to sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Now listen to this. Even so we also should walk in newness of life. Amen. He said he gives us that second change. Verse 5 says, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also we be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen. Praise God. What is he saying? He said, God takes us, praise God, by his marvelous grace and his tender mercy, and he cleans us up, glory God, makes us a new creature in Christ. Amen. Gives us a new start.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Gives you a brand new start. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we decide to turn from our wicked ways and turn to a holy God, said he gives us a new... How many places you know do that? Oh, they might say they do. They say, yeah, I'll give you a chance. And then as they walk by, the guy that hired you tells the boss man, keep an eye on him. Huh? Yeah. Amen. But God, he says, praise God, I'll give you a new chance. I'll clean the slate, praise God. I'll forgive you of your sin. I'll cast it in sin, forgetfulness, and I'll not remember that no more. Amen. He said, you've got a new start, praise God. You can start right now and live a good, godly life, and I'll help you. He said, I'll not remember that you did. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what God does in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said it was in the Lord Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, praise God, that we have this ability. Outside of that, there is no help. These people are trying to get in another way, praise God. They're just beating their head on rock. Amen. They're not going to get in. Praise the Lord, because they're trying to get in another way. And there's only one way. Amen. And God's Word, amen, you're worth a new start. Each and every one of us is worth a new start, a new chance. Amen. And God gives them every day. Amen. He lets people come with a repentant heart. Amen. That one that's broken down, just broke down because they broke the heart of God. Amen. They come in true repentance. They turn from that and they go a different direction. Praise God, with the help of the Lord. Amen. And he forgets all that other mess that's behind. Oh, the devil will bring it up on you. The flesh will bring it up on you. Mankind will bring it up on you. But God said, I forgot about that. Amen. Old devil comes along. He says, hey, old such and such over there. Don't you remember how he used to be? And God, the Father, looks down at God, the Son. He said, Son, I don't know what the devil's talking about. I can't see nothing on that boy. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a God we're serving. I'm talking about a God of new starts tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to go with him. He'll help us. Amen. Not only is he... Look over Ephesians chapter 2. Not only is a God of new, had to give us a new start, that you're worth a new start, but you're worth a new position, amen. A new position. Praise the Lord. Now I think every one of us, we want to move up. And wherever you go to work and wherever you do, praise God, it's your desire to just move up a little bit. You know, climb the ladder a little bit every day, because it seems like every step on the ladder is a little more pay. Amen? That's right. So everybody wants to move up a little. Everybody wants to get a little closer to the top. Amen? You know what I'm talking about. Amen? You want that new position. Have you ever noticed at work? And I worked in plants about all my life. 33 and a half years altogether. And I noticed that every time a new position comes open, they'll say they're creating this new position. And everybody will flock to see what new position is. They want to get in on it. And they get to looking at it and they see, boy, that looks like that'd be a real job. But then they look down there and it talks about the pay, and that starting pay on it ain't what they're making already. Amen. But sometimes you'll still have people say, you know what? I believe I'd like that new position. I'll be willing to take a cut for that position. Amen. I've seen it a lot of times. And they'll take a cut and pay to get that new position. They just like new things. Amen. But God says, praise God, that we can get a new position, glory to God, and we don't have to take a cut and pay. Amen. We can have a new position with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we don't have to take a cut and pay. Look at Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4. He said, but God. Now, he talks about how we lived in this world. We had this our conversation in the world, that manner of life. Verse 3. But verse 4 said, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. Now this is what he says, hath quickened us together, here it is, with Christ. By grace you are saved. There's that in Christ again. Amen. Through him, praise God, we get to move up. Now listen to what he goes on to say. He said, and hath raised us up together, and that made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us. Here it is, through Christ Jesus. Amen. What are you worth to him? Praise God. He's willing to give you a better position. He's willing to pull you up closer, praise God, where you can get that help that he's got for you. Amen. So that you can receive those rewards, the help, the hope, the comfort that the Lord has. Get a new position. Amen. New position, just a little bit closer to the Lord. Amen. And as you begin to bless him, begin to pray him, you begin to do right, live righteous, live a holy life, praise God, you get to move up in your position just a little closer. Amen. Amen. Hey, praise God, you're never penalized for moving up. Amen. Praise you, God. Praise be to God. The reward just keep getting sweeter as you move up. Amen. And the thing about this position, praise God, you can get just as close as you want. See, a lot of places you try to get real close to the boss man, and they accuse you of sucking up. Amen. Yeah. They say you're the boss man's pet. Amen. But praise be to God, when you get to move up in the position with the Lord, when you get to move up closer, praise God, you get just as close as you want to, and it's not sucking up, it's just being a child of God that's loving the one who first loved you. Amen. Amen. It just gets sweeter and sweeter, praise God. Amen. So you just want more and more, praise God. Finally, before you know it, praise the Lord, you've got it all over you. Why? Because it's all through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's through him, praise God. He said, you're worth it, glory to God. He made the way. Amen. He made the way. We get just as close as we want to get to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So he's, you're worthy of a new start. You're worth a new position. But you're also worthy of a new realization. A new realization. When we realize, praise God, just who the Lord is and what he wants to do for us. Look back over at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Amen. Listen to what he says. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Amen. Nobody that's not right with God ain't going to heaven. Amen. That's just as plain and as simple as I can. Hey, these little kids understand that. Man, if you're not right with God, trying to live right, act right, talk right, walk right, amen, be right, then you're not going to heaven. Amen. Because like we've been preaching, you're not a follower of Christ. Amen. Plain and simple. Boy, that gives us something to work at, don't it? Amen. Praise God. We up for the task. Amen. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. We're up for the task. We can do it. The help of the Lord. He says, be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of self with mankind. Amen. He said, these things you can't do. You won't want to do. He said, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards. Amen. I hate liquor. Amen. I hate beer. I hate drugs. Why? Because I've seen it destroy life. I lived in a house as a little old boy with a drunkard, praise God, and it wasn't no fun. Amen. I hate that filthy mess. All it does is destroys lives. Amen. Destroys life, tears down, praise God. It ain't, but ain't never made nobody wiser. Amen. They ought to call it Bud Dumber. That's like these crazy things now that are running around all over the world and they're saying, well, you know what? This marijuana's okay. It don't hurt nobody. I could take you and show you to two or three people right now that don't hardly know their name because they've messed that stuff so much. Amen. I mean, they fried their brain. You don't think that affects me and you? A fella that's a year older than me can't get around. He's on welfare and food stamps and everything else because he fried his brain when he was a young man. Amen. Amen. I hate that mess. It's destroying lives. It's destroying families. It's destroying, listen to me, individuals. Amen. Killing them. Destroying them. Amen. Because usually it starts out with that and ends up something harder. Amen. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. He said, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. He gives through this list. But he gives us something worth realizing. Look at verse 11. He said, and such were some of you. Amen. But he said, something happened to you. He said, hey, you used to be like this. This used to be part of who you were. Amen? Amen? He said, but praise God, something happened. The Holy Ghost of God come was where you was at. The God of glory loved you so much, praise God, because you was worth so much to Him. He sent His Holy Ghost, praise God, to quicken your heart and show you that He loved you to save your soul from a devil's hell. Amen? Amen? He said, such were some of you. He said, that's the way you were. Huh? Amen? Such were some of you. But now listen to what happened. He gave us something worthy to realize. He said, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. He said, let me tell you something that's worth realizing. Praise God, you don't have to stay that way. You didn't stay that way. The God of glory came to where you was. You realized what you needed and you got out of that mess. Amen. He was worthy of the realization that God Almighty loved you enough. Amen. That you are worth something to God. Amen. Hey, you know why we get saved tonight? You say, well, preacher, we saved so we don't have to die and go to hell. That's just one reason. But we get saved tonight, praise God, because we realize that God loved us enough to send His Son the best He had to pay the price of sin so that we could go free. Amen. It's because why would He do that? Because each and every one of us tonight is worth something to God. Every one of us, there's no big eyes news, every one of us is worth something to God. Amen. What are we worth? We're worth the best He had. Amen. He gave His only begotten Son that we could go free. So we wouldn't have to die and go to hell lost without God. So we could realize, praise God, that God's there. He's there. He's there to save us. He's there to keep us, praise God. He's there to seal us that through the sanctifying power of God, through the washing of the water by the Word. Amen. Cleanses us up, shows us when we mess up, sanctifies us. Amen. We begin that process of getting ourselves right, looking for that glorious day of His appearing, justified, praise God, in the eyes of God, just as if we'd never sinned. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just like you had been, that's the amazing thing about it, just like you had been a little saint sitting on a pew all your life, never done anything contrary to God. Bro Russ, I tell you what, that takes a great big God prayer. Why? Because you're worth it to Him, amen. He loved you enough to do that for you. Amen. He loved me enough to do it for me. Amen. Forgive me of my old stinking rotten sins. Forgive me and cleanse me, praise God, and sanctify me. Started a process in me, praise God. I'm not perfect yet, but one day I will be. Bless His holy name. Gave us something worthy of realizing, new realization in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I reckon that I'm dead unto sin and alive unto God. And I thought about that today. I wrote that down here. Praise the Lord. I reckon, amen, through the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm dead unto sin, but alive unto God. Forever and forever and forever I'm alive. Why? Because through Jesus, through Him, praise God, I've been redeemed. Amen. Because through Him, praise God. Why? Because I'm worth something. Amen. Hey, listen, don't you ever let nobody tell you you ain't worth nothing. Don't ever let nobody tell you you can't be something. Because, praise God, you just look between Beacon Bill and say, I'm already something. They may say, well, you ain't got a job and you ain't got no money. You ain't got no bank account. You ain't got no retirement. You don't have no dental plan. They may say, well, I may not have all that, but I've got Jesus, praise God. I've been born again, oh God. I've got a place forever in heaven, glory to God, prepared for me. Amen. I may not be worth nothing to you, but praise God, in the eyes of God, I'm worth it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, don't ever let nobody tell you you're not worth nothing. Amen. What's Jesus worth to you? He's worth everything. Amen. What are you worth to Jesus? You're worth everything. Amen. You're worth everything. He gave it all. Amen. God would have bankrupted heaven if He had to for me and you. He loved us that much. You say, well, how could God? You ever think about how God could love somebody, something like us? How could a great big God, Lord, love somebody like us? You say, well, preacher, it's one of His attributes. He just has to love us. He can't help it. Well, I realize that. I realize that. I know that. I'm not dumb as I look. But God loves us. Is there any way you could create something with your hands and breathe life into it and not love it? Amen? I thought about little old me, my little granddaughter. Amen? I told Teresa, I said, if somebody was to ever hurt her, they better run hide. Amen? Somewhere in a deep, dark hole. And they better pull the hole in on top of them. He said, well, preacher, would you really... I said, if somebody hurt that little old baby... And I mean, that's special. I mean, that's special. They ain't nothing going to hurt that as long as Papa's around. Amen. As long as Papa's around, you better not hurt that little old baby. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, just think how God feels about me and you. He created me and you with His own hands. Took us out of the dust that He'd created. And He created me, created old Adam. Amen. And he breathed the breath of life into him. He put him out there. And he, boy, he had communion with him. He loved him. Amen. He still loves him. Man, he still loves me and you. Why? Because we're those great, 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 great grandchildren of Adam. Amen. And Father God, in glory. When He looks down at us, praise God, we're His little children. Amen. Amen. We're all His little children. Why are we worth all this? Because we're God's little children. We're His creation. We're His. Amen. Praise the Lord. You get a hold of that about 2 o'clock in the morning, and you'll come out of there, praise the Lord, and you say, oh, glory, I'm His, and He's mine. Bless His holy name. Amen. That's who. Why? Because through the Lord Jesus Christ, we've been born again. Amen. We've been made part of the family. God loves us. Praise the Lord. That's why we're worth something to Him. What's He worth to us? He's worth everything. What are we worth to Him? We're worth everything. Amen. We're on common ground. Amen. Everything's level at the foot of the cross. Amen. We're His, and I'm His, and He's mine. And praise God, we're worth something. You're worth something. Don't let nobody ever tell you you ain't worth nothing, because God says you are. You're worth it all. Amen. That's why here at this place, we need to be in unity. We need to love one another. Amen. Because God loves every one of us the same. He don't love Brother Bill more than He loves Brother Jeff. Amen. He don't love Brother Jeff more than He loves Brother Dean. No, He loves us every one with a godly love. I could sit here all night, but I couldn't explain that to you. But that's why He loves us. That's why He cares for us. And you're worth His love. Amen. You're worthy of His love. Don't let nobody ever tell you. We're living in the world today. That's, well, you know what? What you need to be is just be your own little person and take care of yourself. And don't worry. No, that's not what we need to do. We need just to look up to God, who's our look up the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Amen. And realize, praise God, I am what I am by the grace of God. And we need to be what we need to be, praise God, to help one another along this journey called life, to encourage each other as we go. Amen? Amen. Why? Because each one of us is worth something. And if we put anybody down, praise God, you're putting down one of God's little children. He don't take kindly to that. Amen. He said that we're supposed to put away all that junk with malice, like we hate it. And he said we're supposed to exhort the brethren. Amen. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your lips or your mouth, but that was good to edify. Amen. To lifting up, to exhorting. Why? Because God loves you, because every one of us, listen to me, every one of us is worth something in the eyes of God. Amen. Every one of us. Everyone, me, you, all these youngins, what are you worth? You're worth everything to God. Amen.